Committee on Rules and Legislative Administration will come to order. Representative Garofalo, have you had an opportunity to review the minutes?
Yes, I have. I move those minutes, Madam Chair.
Representative Garofalo has moved the minutes. Are there any discussion, corrections, changes? Seeing none, all those in favor of the minutes signify by saying aye.
Aye.
Opposed, nay. Minutes are adopted. I move the calendar for the day Thursday, March 5th, 2015. Any discussion? Representative Portman?
Representative Pinto.
Representative Pinto?
Okay. Thank you, Madam Chair. Madam Chair, I guess I'm still concerned. I'm on the Civil Law and Data Practices Committee, and I'm concerned about the issue raised by Representative Lesh the other day that under 4.16, House File 2 really should be reviewed by our committee. I know that that was addressed the other day, but I guess I'm still concerned that, that the use of data regarding teacher evaluations is a substantial enough change that it should be reviewed by the committee. So just want to express that concern regarding the calendar of the day.
Thank you, Representative Pinto. We did vote on that on the floor, and it was defeated. So we will not be taking that issue up today. Representative Portman?
Thank you, Madam Chair. I'm not on the Data Practices Committee this year, but I did want to ask Representative Scott if she could tell me if the data in House File 2 will be used in a different way than it was used under previous law.
Representative Scott, did you get a chance to hear the question?
Yes, Madam Chair. I don't have the bill right before me, but my understanding is that it doesn't substantially change things any different than House File 2397 did last year, the education policy bill that the Democrats had.
Representative Portman?
Thank you, Madam Chair. I don't have any other questions.
Okay. Any other discussion? Seeing no other discussion, all those in favor of approval of the calendar, please signify by saying aye.
Aye.
Opposed, nay?
No.
Okay. Calendar's approved. Just hold on 1 second.
Madam Chair, I'd ask for a division.
Okay. All those in favor? There are 10 in favor and 6 opposed. Members, please note that this is the third engrossment, so pay attention here. My understanding is you will be getting an email from the revisor's office. You'll have to redraft. If you submitted amendments to the bill last time, you'll have to resubmit them to the third engrossment. My understanding is the revisor's office will be emailing everyone their amendments. If they do not email you, please contact them. You still need to resubmit those amendments, though. So if you intend to submit an amendment to make the 24-hour rule, please note it still has to be in by noon tomorrow. You do have to resubmit it so that it's to the third engrossment. But the revisor's office said that if you had introduced an amendment, that it will be emailed to you. So we will be sending out an email to clarify that to all legislators as well. If there's any questions, please pass it on to other members, but we will be emailing it as well. Oh, and of course the 24-hour pre-filing rule does apply, so noon tomorrow and 6 o'clock tomorrow for the amendments to the amendments. That's all. Thanks. Meeting adjourned.